The Haven Chevrolet at 1500 South Clinton Street.
50,000 watts on 1190.
Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting.
Primary Election Day 1974 is now history, and unofficial returns are shaping up the ballot for this November's ballot on the general election. This is the big news this morning, and we'll take a close look at the situation in just a minute. The first portion of this WoWo News being brought to you by Chevrolet. Chevrolets are built to give you value and economy. That's why they say Chevrolet makes sense for America. WoWo News time is 8 o'clock.
We at Chevrolet believe that every radio listener is entitled in these days to at least 1 minute of nothing but good news. To that end, we devote this entire 60 seconds to bringing you the news about our new Chevelle Malibu Classic. Chevelle Malibu Classic, you see, is a combination of good things. It is a mid-sized car, agile, easy to get around in. Chevelle Malibu Classic is also mid-priced. There's good news to dwell upon. Chevelle Malibu Classic is also a comfortable, finely appointed car. It has room for six adults. It has two doors or four. It is available with a six as well as an eight. You see how the good news multiplies once we're in a proper frame of mind? Chevelle Malibu Classic. Take the good news home for your family. Chevrolet makes sense for America.
This late breaking note into the WoWo newsroom, a Cleveland Ports and Harbor spokesman says there is one person dead and another trapped alive in the derailed engine of a Penn Central train alongside a bridge in downtown Cleveland this morning. Fire and police spokesmen say they cannot confirm the report of any death. Fort Wayne City voters approved the proposed lease of City Light to I&M Electric Company in the referendum at the primary yesterday. It showed over 15,000 yes votes cast to over 9,000 no votes. That lease agreement was a hotly contested item in the campaigning and would return more than $55 million to the city over a 35-year period. It still requires formal action by City Council as far as a final vote on the lease itself. The approval means that the I&M People's Trust Complex will be constructed downtown. Speaking for People's Trust last night, Donnelly P. McDonald had this comment on the referendum.
A referendum is always a ticklish thing. In the long history of this town, it's hardly ever been a referendum. I've never heard of one that's passed. This is the first time, and I think that an enormous credit can go to a group called Facts for Fort Wayne that really did delve into the problem, made exhaustive studies of the history of City Light, analyzed its current financial condition, and then presented that information in a variety of ways to the public, and so that I think it made it relatively easy for lots of people to get facts, and when they got the facts, it was apparently pretty easy for them to make the decision.
I&M officials indicated its hoped site preparations on the area downtown can begin yet this year. The issue had drawn support from leaders of both parties. In the congressional race this fall, incumbent Democrat J. Edward Rausch will be opposing Walter Helmke, who won by a considerable margin over two challengers. Another race, which is expected to be a very active one this fall, is the race for county sheriff. Both sides will be represented by veteran police officers. The GOP chose Charles Bud Meeks, who responded to the win this way.
It's very gratifying to know that when you look at the board and you see that you're ahead by that many votes, that the people that are out there that voted for you and the people that are working with you and the people that believe in you, that's what's gratifying.
The Democrats will be represented by City Officer Nick Palermo, who was asked to comment on the fall race.
Well, I think that it'll be a long campaign. I think we'll bring the issues out to the people. I feel that after the issues are discussed and after the pros and the cons, and it'll be up to the people then to decide who will be the best man to run that sheriff's department.
One of Palermo's opponents, however, Robert Alderman, his closest competitor, told WoWo News last night he was considering legal action, questioning Palermo's listing on the ballot. Both party leaders indicated last night they are happy with the results and their ballots as they shape up this fall. Republican leader Orvis Beers saying,
"We'll come out with a very strong ticket. We have a great interest, as you can see by looking around here tonight. I think the Republican Party in this area is in a pretty healthy position in spite of all that's said and all the problems."
While speaking for the Democrats, Ivan Lobanov had this to say.
by and large, I'm pleased with them. There have been no real surprises, and we had a good field of candidates in the primary, and so the party didn't take any official position, feeling that anyone who walked out of the primary would be satisfactory to the party. And
those races shape up this way in the still unofficial results. In a race which was tight all night, Republican William Latz has apparently defeated Dennis Cruz and will oppose Democrat Woodrow Wilson for state senator, 14th District. And here checking the other state and county races, WoWo's Jay Johnson.
In the county races, it's county clerk incumbent Republican Bob Hansen against Democrat Carl Alter, auditor Phil Steigerwald, the Republican, against Democrat Joanne Ebelhair. For the recorder, the incumbent Republican Irene Swihart against Democrat William Klug. In the county assessor spot, the GOP's Bart Blosser against Democrat Ray Lepper. In the county commissioner race, it looks still like Dale Fisher for the Republicans in the 2nd District versus Democrat Vance Amstutz, and for the 3rd Commissioner District, Jack Donovan for the GOP, who defeated the incumbent Charles Wyrick against former Democratic County Councilman Irv Vandermeer. In the Allen County Council races, it's like this. 1st District Republican William Motz versus Democrat James Blanks. 2nd District Republican Joseph Kipfer versus Democrat Lester Smith. 3rd District Republican Ed Rousseau opposing Louis Berger, the Democrat. 4th District Edwin Nieder versus Democrat Marvin Ryan. In the County Council at large races, you'll see incumbent Republicans Carl Sudoff and newcomer Gloria Gigline and Dick Summers face Democrat John Burns, Arthur Lance, and Walter Beckman. The big race for many last night was when Bill Latz of Fort Wayne beat Dennis Cruz as he tried to leave the House of Representatives to seek a Senate seat nomination for the Republicans. Cruz's big lead came in DeKalb County, but Latz took the win. It looks like he'll face Democrat Woodrow Wilson. That's the 14th District Senate seat. In the 15th District Senate seat, Republican Phil Olofsson will face Democrat Graham Richard in the fall. In the state legislative races in the 14th District, Republicans Richard Warden, Elmer McDonald, and James Sharon will face Steve Poinsett, Phyllis Krill, and Dennis Rorick. In the 15th District, Representatives, Republicans John Sinks, Tom Brichtenick, and Richard Warden Sr. face Democrats Robert Rees, William Flanagan, and Orrin Collins. This is Jay Johnson.
In the state representative race, 13th District, incumbent Floyd Coleman beats DeBend County Sheriff Ron Parker for the GOP nod, and he'll be opposing Democrat Victor Timmerman this fall. And all 11 Indiana incumbent congressmen won renomination to run again this fall in the general election. In other primary returns over in Ohio, former astronaut John Glenn won his party's nomination to oppose Republican Ralph Burke, as Glenn won without the aid of the party organization and organized labor. Glenn told his supporters at a victory rally last night,
"I think we have shown in this primary that the people are thinking and they're feeling and they're hoping. And what's more, they're speaking up."
Incumbent Democratic Ohio Governor John Gilligan won renomination. He'll be opposed by former Republican Governor James Rhodes. In Alabama, Governor George Wallace had little trouble in winning renomination for an unprecedented third-term attempt. And again this year, WoWo News thanks Fort Wayne newspapers for assistance in tallying returns last night. WoWo News time is 8:08.
There's a kind of taste which finds its expression in Monte Carlo by Chevrolet. A kind of reassured sense of classiness that is both dignified and sassy. For those who appreciate fine Chevrolet engineering and who have a feeling for automotive styling, there is Monte Carlo for 74. When you invest in a new car, you've got a right to have the car you really want. The car which fulfills your needs, which lives up to the quality your taste demands. If you're the kind of person whose artistic sense requires a well-engineered, elegantly styled automobile, you'll find it makes sense to take a good look at Monte Carlo. After all, transportation is much more than just getting there. Chevrolet makes sense for America.
President Nixon has slammed the door on efforts by Congress and the special Watergate prosecutor to obtain White House tapes. Aides say Nixon is determined not to turn over any more materials. On grounds, transcripts of the tapes released last week are enough to prove him innocent of any wrongdoing. A Midwestern newspaper, which has endorsed the president three times, now urges him to resign. The Omaha World Herald says the president's accomplishments in the field of foreign affairs are overshadowed by what it says is, quote, an appallingly low level of political morality in the White House, end of quote. The first portion of this WoWo News has been brought to you by Chevrolet. Chevrolets are built to give you value and economy. That's why they say Chevrolet makes sense for America. Weather-wise, around the state this morning, it's raining at all reporting stations. Indianapolis, 48 degrees. South Bend, 41 degrees. Evansville, 57. Here in Fort Wayne at 8 o'clock, 42 degrees. All stations reporting rain.
You know, anybody can sell roses. Almost anybody can sell top-quality roses, too. But Frank's Nursery and Trims has something better. The Guaranteed Rose. It's this extra dimension of value that makes Frank's the place to shop. The place to shop. Whether you're looking for a single rose or an entire garden full, every rose that Frank sells is guaranteed to thrive for a full growing season, or you get your money back. It's that simple. And what a selection. You'll find every type you're looking for, hybrid teas, Grandola Floras, Florabundas, Climbers, many more. Frank's has all of your old favorites and the very newest patented varieties. In fact, through Monday, you'll save a dollar on every patented rose in Frank's stock. And that's over 75 of the most famous varieties in the world today. It's an extra special sale of some extra special roses, so don't miss out. Now remember, that's $1 off the price of any patented rose through Monday at Frank's Nursery and Trims. Frank's, the home of the guaranteed rose. Stop in soon and just charge it.
Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau is faced with a no-confidence vote in the Canadian Parliament tonight. The proposal is linked to opposition party criticism of his proposed budget. Should Trudeau fail to turn back that no-confidence move, he says he'll call for new national elections in Canada. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger arrived in Damascus today for renewed talks on Syrian-Israeli troop withdrawals on the Golan Heights front. Kissinger carried with him Israeli proposals for a disengagement agreement. He'll return to Jerusalem tonight with a Syrian response to the suggestions. There was another twist to activities of the Symbionese Liberation Army, a reported plot by the SLA to kidnap the daughter and children of San Francisco Mayor Joseph Alioto. Group W's Gary Franklin has more.
Shortly after the New York Times story came out saying that Mayor Alioto's daughter and her three kids had been under Symbionese Liberation Army surveillance, I caught up to the mayor in Beverly Hills and asked for comment.
All I can say at this time, and all I'm really going to say, is that the story as reported in the New York Times is substantially correct. And we'll take care of it. That's really all we can say. It's a pending police matter, and all other questions really ought to be referred to the chief of police in San Francisco.
This must be awfully tough for you, with all this happening during a campaign, the zebra killings, this matter.
Look, my friend, all of life is tough, but I'm telling you, we're on top of it, and we'll take care of it. We're quite capable of taking care of our own.
Mayor Alioto seemed angry and defiant as he said that. This is Gary Franklin, Group W News, Los Angeles.
Two armed robberies remain under investigation by Fort Wayne police. The first occurred at Scott's Supermarket, 1300 block of East State, where two men walked into the store and pulled that heist. Then later in the evening, a lone gunman held up two clerks at the Taco Bell location in the 5400 block of South Anthony. Loss undetermined in both robberies. A rural Marion, Indiana woman and her teenage daughter were killed, six other persons injured in a two-car crash on State Road 22, east of Gas City, Indiana, last night. Dead are 36-year-old Margaret Neely and her 13-year-old daughter, Judy. This morning's commentary by Group W Simeon Booker deals with the recent shooting of a Washington civil rights leader.
News of the recent shooting of Clarence Mitchell, the NAACP's Washington Bureau Director, shocked thousands of Americans, black and white. For almost a quarter of a century, Mitchell has been the key black lobbyist on Capitol Hill. He has lobbied for passage of every important civil rights and economic legislation. But even though he works in Washington, Mitchell continues to live in his Baltimore hometown. Returning to his home one evening last week, he was set upon by two robbers who demanded his wallet. During the ensuing struggle, a gun went off and Mitchell received a hand injury. The point in this case is that black hoodlums could have killed a black leader who has done much to improve opportunities for minorities. In too many cities around the country, black leaders stress brutality or mistreatment by police. More headlines are written in the black press about such cases than about the growing volume of crime. More attention must be paid to developing anti-crime campaigns and stressing cooperation between blacks and police. It is unfortunate that a black leader has to be attacked by black robbers before many in a community realize that the situation is critical. This is Simeon Booker in Washington.
Other commentators regularly heard on WoWo are Rod McLeish, Peter Lisagor, and Irwin Canham. Sports and the weather in a minute. WoWo News Time, 8:15.
This is WoWo's Ron Gregory. Do you know the true facts about rape? There is now a rape crisis center in Fort Wayne to provide medical, legal, and other information to rape victims. Call 423-9574 for the Rape Crisis Center.
A&N Carpet has something new for spring. A brand new line of patterned carpet classics by Barwick. And why are they new? Because they're now treated with Scotchgard, designed to last and last. You can choose from 20 patterns in 66 colors for kitchen, family room, any room in your home. And they're all protected by Scotchgard. And right now, if you buy 15 square yards of Barwick carpet at K&N, you'll get a free 48-piece set of Corningware glasses. So stop out today. Register for a drawing of several sets of Indy 500 tickets to be given away May 22nd. It's all there at K&N Carpet, even a complete drapery department. Come out and see the new Scotchgard-treated Barwick line today at K&N Carpet, 3 miles south of Southtown Mall on U.S. 27. To register for the free Indy 500 tickets being given away now. No purchase necessary.
In sports, the Boston Celtics took a 3-2 game lead over Milwaukee in the NBA title series last night, beating the Bucks 96-87 in Milwaukee. The Boston Bruins edged the Philadelphia Flyers 3-2 in the opener of the Stanley Cup Finals last night. From the WoWo Weather Station, Earl Finkel says the rain, fog, and thunder showers will continue tonight until late at night. The high in the lower 50s, low tonight in the mid-40s, easterly winds to 30 miles an hour. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with a high near 60 and partly cloudy and warmer on Friday. This hour at the airport, our barometer 29.81 and falling, winds from the east at 16 miles an hour, humidity 86%, rain and 42 degrees. This is Dugan Frost.
Bob Seger.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over here by the tomatoes, and here he comes, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel." And it's too late. She'd already been in since.
Here he comes.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
There he goes.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I see. I was just in here getting my car checked. He disappeared out of the traffic. Come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I heard, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop or so.
Look
at it, baby.
Covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I see. Hey, Tom, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seat. Dribbling. Right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his heels. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" Too late. She'd already got a free shot.
Here comes the kid. Who's that with it? Ethel! Is that you, Ethel?
Friday here at the Bob Severs Show, 9:20 in Ohio and Michigan. We've got rain and 42 degrees at the airport. For the last time this morning, let's mention the Payne Kindergarten field trip in Paulding County, Ohio will be canceled today, but there will be regular classes and bus number 66 driven by Barb Guilford for Harlan School in East Allen County is running 30 to 45 minutes late this morning.
Mary, would you see if you can get me a plane for 11 o'clock this morning? There will be six of us going to Elgin, Illinois.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson. The company plane is in Pittsburgh until tomorrow.
I know, Mary. Just call Consolidated Airways. They'll have one for us.
Yes, sir. Let's see. Consolidated Airways. 747-9168.
At Consolidated Airways, we're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Sid Collins, speaking for Hefner Chevrolet. If you're as interested in fuel economy as I am, let me introduce you to some experts, the Hefner servicemen. I'm here in the service department at Hefner Chevrolet with the Hefner factory-trained servicemen. They're the guys who can answer your questions about getting the most for your fuel dollar. They stress the importance of keeping your engine running right. You see, one spark plug misfiring can decrease fuel economy about 8%. And the Hefner servicemen have other tips, like making sure your parking brake is properly adjusted to avoid drag. And they also keep a supply of my free booklets of tips on hand on fuel economy. Yes, Hefner servicemen are experts with a very important quality. They really care about you and your car. So when you see a Hefner serviceman wearing an I Care button, you know you're in mighty good company. Yes, in times like these, Hefner makes sense.
To you by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Fort Wayne and Bluffton, Indiana.
Turning happy ideas into realities is easy when you've got a willing helper. For homeowners, there's none better than First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Fort Wayne, where it's easy to get a loan to improve your home, lake cottage, or farm. This is the time to safeguard your home with a new roof, gutters, and downspouts. To add beauty and value with insulation, siding, storm windows, and doors. With First Federal to count on, you can add a garage or extra room, resurface the drive, or modernize your kitchen by installing cabinets and appliances like a stove or refrigerator. With a First Federal loan, you can enjoy year-round comfort with carpeting and a new heating and air conditioning system. It's easy at First Federal. Downtown, North Anthony, Georgetown, Covington Plaza, and Bluffton.
When you think about money, think First Federal. People come first.
An equal housing lender.
Well, Earl, I don't know. We were talking about that doggone coffee this morning. Dugan Fry says it took the hair off of his chest.
Off of his what?
Off of his chest.
Oh, his chest. Okay.
Well, he doesn't have any on top either.
We don't want to get into that.
Like me.
Hey, let's hurry up to Battle Creek and Jackson and romp around in the snow. What do you think of that?
Really?
1 mile visibility in snow around Battle Creek and Jackson with a magnificent 35 degree temperature.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful? Now, the rest of the people have rain, although Kalamazoo says occasionally they see a snowflake. And the air aloft, of course, has been super cold and cold enough to still sustain some snow as it falls on through. Rainfall amounts have been rather generous now with the totals up. Chicago running anywhere from an inch to an inch and a third. It looks like Fort Dodge, Iowa, the winner, with 2.25 inches of rain. 1 to 2 inches fairly common through that wide band from Iowa through Illinois with southern Wisconsin and right across into our Indiana section. Culprit responsible for all this nonsense, a little low-pressure area around Springfield, Illinois, moving slowly eastward. Going to continue to put us in this rain band right through the rest of the day, part of tonight before it finally gives up and gets out of the way before tomorrow morning. Mixed with some snow and the temperatures up in through Michigan. 1 to maybe 2 inches of rain, that's the potential, so you better take a look around if you have any flooding problems. Cool Canadian air coming down with the northeast winds remaining, it looks like, right on through Saturday. One more weather system getting ready to come down out of Alberta, put into the more thunderstorm business Friday night and early Saturday morning, before we hopefully trade in these east winds for west winds and we begin to warm up. So the forecast for the day, I could sum it up by just saying miserable, but I'll give you the numbers. Rain, fog, and thunderstorms right through the day. Could be heavy rainfall amounts and unreasonably cool, only struggling to about 50 degrees with east winds 20 to 30. That rain, fog, and thunder ending late tonight. Lows will be middle 40s, gusty northeast winds 25 plus. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, near 60, more comfortable. The east winds still on the gusty side. And Friday, warming back toward the 70 mark, but a chance for thunderstorms morning and night as our wet weather begins to, or I should say, continues. What do you say? You want to go play in the snow or not?
Well, I don't think so, Earl. But I tell you what, it's kind of a poor morning for flying, too, isn't it?
I would say so, unless you're in a really practiced instrument approaches, and I don't want to go with you.
Well, I won't even tell you to go fly a kite now. I'll just see you an hour from now.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Goodbye. Our highest yesterday in Fort Wayne was 56. Our lowest was 29. Degree day is 22. And we've had probably over a half an inch of rain now since midnight. We had 42 hundredths reported about an hour and a half ago since midnight. Right now at the airport, rain holding on, 42 degrees, humidity 86%. Easterly wind at 16, an hour barometer, 29.81 and falling. Earl Finkel weather has been approved by the American Meteorological Society and is updated 12 times each weekday on WoWo. This report has been brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Fort Wayne and Bluffton, Indiana. I forgot to mention, Amanda Dressler of Briarcliff Drive, Fort Wayne, is our hostess this morning, and she's serving us homemade buttermilk pancakes with fresh sausage, orange juice, and black coffee.
You've heard about the four tickets to the Indy 500, about the 500 gallons of gas in 50 car washes good at either location of Mike's Car Wash, about the 1974 Hurst Olds Cutlass S Pace Car, about how you can win it all if you unscramble WoWo's Pace Car Puzzle. Yeah, you've heard about it. But are you going to let somebody else walk away with everything? Or are you going to sit down right now and mail a card with your name, address, and phone number to Puzzle, WoWo, Fort Wayne? If we call, give us the exact serial number, unit by unit, of the dollar bill we've locked away. We'll even help you unscramble it with daily clues. And even if you're not right, you still receive a WoWo Yo-Yo radio to listen to the 500 May 26th. Think of it, the tickets, the car washes, the gas, and that beautiful new Hurst Olds Cutlass S. Just like this year's official 500 pace car. The entire package worth over $7,000, and it could all be yours. All it takes is a postcard to W.
Remember, Maytime Morning Coffee will be at 9 o'clock this morning at Northside High School for the senior mothers.
Hey, ask me how I knew.
of their big golden oldies, the Plotters' smoke gets in your eyes. Right now, whoa, pace car puzzle time, 8:30 here with Bob Sleaver.
There's something you should know about Hyers Auto Stores. They have more mufflers than anybody in the tri-state area. And they sell more than anybody because they do the job right. That's the Hyers story. Service, economy, quality. No tricky guarantee, no halfway service. And you don't get a free muffler with a big installation charge attached. Just a good job at Hyers everyday low prices. Of course, it may not be your muffler causing the problem. It might be the manifold, the exhaust pipe, or the tailpipe. Whatever the problem, Hyers Service Department will check the entire exhaust system and tell you exactly what you need. No need to buy a muffler if that isn't the problem. Hyers will spot the trouble and sell you only what you really need. But if you do need a muffler or any other part of the exhaust system, you also need Hyers. Take advantage of their low everyday prices. Now at four locations, 2042 Broadway, 1302 Maumee, Northcrest, and 7111 South Anthony.
Listen to what Mrs. Jane Whitehurst has to say about today's prices.
Plain out of sight. It's very surprising to me how much it's increased.
So how do you cope? What do you do?
I plan menus. I write up my shopping list.
Do you shop around for bargains?
No. It serves me better to drive four blocks to a store where I not only save money, but they have far superior produce. There's a sense of freshness in the store, and they give S&H green stamps.
Do you really think it's worth going to a store that features S&H green
stamps? Oh, I definitely do.
Why?
The store is giving me service, competitive prices, and green stamps, too. You've gotten something in return. You have the stamps. The books start stacking up. The stamps are a reward, and it's neat.
We give you that little bit extra.
Get that little extra at Rogers Friendly Markets. It's an S&H place.
Updating the news, city voters approved the leasing of City Light to Indiana and Michigan Electric Company by about 5-3 last night. In the congressional race, incumbent Democrat Congressman J. Edward Rausch won easily and will be faced by Republican Walter Helmke, who won by a large margin over his two challengers. In the race for sheriffs, the Democrats chose City Policeman Nick Palermo as their candidate. The Republicans will go with County Officer Charles Bud Meeks in the November election. 52-year-old former astronaut John Glenn won the nomination to run for the Senate from Ohio against Cleveland's Mayor Ralph Perk. The Ohio ballot will have former Governor James Rhodes' name on it again as he tries to unseat Democrat John Gilligan. And the Syrian news agency reports Secretary of State Henry Kissinger carried to Damascus today not only the new Israeli disengagement proposals, but also a message from Soviet Foreign Minister Gromyko. WOWO weather, rain, fog, and thunder showers today, continuing tonight until late at night. The high in the lower 50s, low tonight in the mid-40s. Easterly winds to 30 miles an hour. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with a high near 60 and partly cloudy and warmer on Friday. In Fort Wayne at this hour, 42 degrees. This is Dugan Fry.
Fort Wayne. Make what you need and leave the rest.
but they should never have taken the very best.
Baez, WoWo Pace Car Puzzle Time, coming up 23 before 9, rain in 42, and our Pace Car Puzzle clue number 3, two units of the WoWo Pace Car Puzzle are letters. I meant to mention this earlier, let's just mention it now. St. Joe County 4-H SCD 5th Grade Conservation Tour will be held today at Constantine School's Outdoor Education Lab from 9 until 2, and I imagine that's going on right now up at Constantine, Michigan. You know, today with prices continually on the rise, you want the very best for your money, especially when buying furniture. And what might seem to be a bargain could turn out to be a real problem, and that's why it's so important to buy from a trusted name like Gerber Furniture in Bluffton, Indiana. Gerber carries only quality name brands like Thomasville, Lane, Dixie, American of Martinsville, Burn, Norwalk, all reputable names with years of master craftsmanship behind them. Take, for example, Gerber's lovely bedroom suits. A large selection from which to choose, and some excellent values on famous Englander mattresses. And if it's carpeting you're looking for, Gerber carries one to weave Lee's Milliken and Trend Mills, and also beautiful Solarian linoleum by Armstrong. Or see their lovely upholstered furniture by Byrne. Whatever your decorating needs, you'll find exactly what you're looking for at Gerber Furniture in Bluffton. So why not stop by and check out their two floors of distinctive furnishings. Gerber Furniture, Bluffton, Indiana. Open till 5, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Till 9, Tuesday and Friday. Closed Sunday. Gerber's in Bluffton.
If you're in your car, start heading for Richmond's. If you're at home, get ready to go, because right now, and for this week only, Richmond Brothers is having an extraordinary sale on slacks. Men's 100% polyester double-knit slacks from Richmond Brothers, regularly $14, are on sale now for just $10.88 a pair. Two pair for $21. And, of course, no charge for alterations. These handsome slacks, distinctively styled by Richmond Brothers, 700 fussy tailors, feature belt-loop waistbands and flared legs. They're available in a wide selection of solid colors with surface interest. And they're easy to coordinate with Richmond shirts, sweaters, sportswear, and your favorite Richmond sport coat. So don't delay. Now is the time to take advantage of the tremendous one-week-only sale savings on Richmond's $14 knit slacks. Now just $10.88. Get over to Richmond Brothers right now. Richmond Brothers at 918 South Calhoun, at Glenbrook Shopping Center, and at Southtown Mall.
All right, here's Jack. Good morning, Jack Underwood. How are you?
Fine. It's wet as a dickens out there, Bob. You know?
Is it really? I haven't seen the light of day. What are you going to do today on the Underwood Show?
By golly, we're going to have an artist salute to Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Oh, good. Blowing in the wind, Puff the Magic Dragon.
I dig rock and roll music.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about what the cutie said to her boyfriend?
No, I didn't.
She said, say, do you think this blue sweater brings out my eyes? He says, sure does. Also brings out mine.
I said you were going to say something else.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Well, even Irene's laughing. I tell you what, I was talking to a girl the other day, you know, the high price of food. Normally, I don't tell a joke back, but it's pretty good. This gal says, With the high price of food, my shopping habits have changed. She says, now I fill my shopping cart with money and put the food in my purse.
Yeah.
Space car puzzle time, 20 before 9. Rain 42 at the airport. Here's Joni Mitchell.
Help me, I think I'm falling in love again. When I get that crazy feeling, I know I'm in trouble again. I'm in trouble, cause you're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking ladies' man.
Space car puzzle time, 17 before 9 here with the Sleepers this morning. Rain and 42 at the airport. And this morning our hostess is Amanda Dressler of Briarcliff Drive right here in Fort Wayne.
Probably the question a State Farm agent hears most often is, can you save me money on my car insurance? And usually the answer is yes. State Farm Mutual has special rates for all kinds of drivers. A low mileage rate, rates for carpools, and two-car discounts too. In Indiana, there are over 400 State Farm good neighbors who will try to help you save money on your car insurance. Why not call your State Farm agent today? He's in your local Yellow Pages.
Four tickets to the Indy 550 car, 100 gallons of gas, 74 Hurst Olds Cutlass S pace car. Your chance to win it all in seconds on WoWo.
Good day from the local hardware and building material retailers who are HWI. Recently, some friends of ours bought an old farmhouse. Beautiful woodwork, high ceilings, and the dullest, dingiest-looking walls you can imagine. I took some of our HWI Luco Luxury paint samples out, and together we chose colors. It turned out beautifully. The outdoors came inside with shades of yellow, green, and autumn red. And you could do your house and family the very same favor with one or more of HWI's Luco Luxury fashion colors. Luco Luxury smooths on and dries quickly. Painting tools rinse clean. When you want more than just a product, look for the letters HWI, the sign of the friendly ones.
Stop at the friendly one shop. At the friendly
Here's news about a great new free gift offer from People's Trust Bank. Right now, when you get a low-cost personal loan from People's Trust Bank, you'll get a famous name Rockwell power tool for your lawn, garden, or workshop absolutely free. This great springtime offer from People's Trust Bank lets you do your springtime borrowing at the low rates that People's Trust is famous for, and lets you choose a free gift from a selection of a dozen heavy-duty Rockwell saws, drills, sanders, and router kits, or cordless hedgers and trimmers. The Rockwell power tool of your choice is yours free with any 24-month personal loan for $1,500 or more, new car loans not included. See the display of Rockwell power tools in the lobby of your nearby People's Trust office. It's a reminder of the powerful savings that can be yours with a People's Trust loan. Powerful savings, powerful free gift with a low-cost loan from People's Trust Bank.
It's time to play our pace car puzzle game, and we're delaying right now because we've made about 7 calls. We finally got through, and so let's go ahead. Now, let's see. To whom am I speaking at this time?
Roseanne Scranton.
All right, Roseanne Scranton. Oh, I see. Of Warsaw Street in Fort Wayne, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, our producer just gave me the script here. You're about the 7th call, Roseanne. So we've called you now to play our game this morning. And now listen carefully to WoWo's pace car puzzle clue number 3. 2 units of WoWo pace car puzzle are letters. 2 of the units are letters. Now, Roseanne Scranton of Warsaw Street. Hey, Rose, I just noticed one thing. 4021 Warsaw. I was born exactly 1 block through from you at 4021 Avondale Drive.
Oh, wow.
And I used to hunt garter snakes right where your house is now, and there used to be a million of them in the springtime.
There probably still are.
All right, here we go. I had to mention, it just dawned on me, 4021 Warsaw. Now, our official WoWo judge is standing by. Can you correctly identify our scrambled serial number, unit by unit? Roseanne, what is the first unit?
G.
G. Did you say G?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Our judge says yes, you are correct. What is the next unit?
1.
1. That is correct, Roseanne. What is the next unit?
8.
8. That is correct. Now I'm getting nervous. Roseanne, what is the next unit?
6.
Oh, I'm sorry. Our official judge indicates you failed on that next one to unscramble WoWo's pace car puzzle. However, just for playing the game, you'll receive a Magnavox yo-yo radio to listen to the Indy 500 on May 26th in WoWo. How does that make you feel?
Oh, that's fine.
And you keep listening. We could be calling you again.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for playing the game, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
But they laugh a lot behind the green door. Wish they let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door.
Not once tried to tell them I've been there. Door slammed, hospitality sin there.
Someone laughed out loud behind the green door. All I want to do is join the happy crowd behind the green door.
you're keeping? Green door, what's that secret you're keeping?
Jim Lowe, remember that one going way back to 1958? Whoa, whoa, pace car puzzle time here with Bob Seepers this morning. Coming up 9 before 9, rain 42. And Earl Finkel says rain, fog, and thunder showers today, continuing tonight. From the sting of that whoa-whoa pace car puzzle time, 6 and a half before 9.
Hello.
Hello.
May I ask where you ambush?
I ambush in my closet.
Things must get pretty tight there in your closet.
No. What I do is fling open my closet, spray my ambush in the air, then anytime I put something on, I'm all set.
Uh-huh.
I'm ready to ambush.
That means you always smell like ambush.
I always do.
And all your clothes smell like ambush.
Every single one of them.
That's a terrific idea.
Yeah.
Ambush Perfume and Cologne by Dana.
Find Dana Ambush at your neighborhood Hook's Dependable Drugstore.
It's the Cunningham Combination. Cunningham Optical in Fort Wayne lets you combine all the comfort and style of sunglasses with the practicality and necessity of prescription eyeglasses. At Cunningham, your prescription glasses can quickly be duplicated into fashionable, reasonably priced, practical prescription sunglasses. And imagine being able to choose from over 100 different frame styles. From contemporary to traditional, mod to conservative, Cunningham has them all. Plus, with Cunningham's convenient same-day service, you can order those new sunglasses in the morning and wear them home that same afternoon. Now you can enjoy the luxury of custom-made sunglasses at a price that'll slip into even the tightest budget. So enjoy the beautiful Cunningham combination. Get your 2-in-1 prescription sunglasses today from Cunningham Optical, located in downtown Fort Wayne across from the courthouse. Open daily till 5:30 and Wednesdays till 8:30.
Ever been nervous about asking for a loan? We have a place for you to go.
Lincoln National Bank.
fixing up your house should be a happy event. That's why you'll never see a frown at Lincoln National Bank. Our people understand. Getting a loan at our bank isn't like getting a loan at an ordinary bank. The reason is simple.
But all the gals want me to remind you to visit Little Turtle Women's Exchange, you gals will love it, fellows too, for that matter, located above the barber shop at Time Corners. Now, they're open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Little Turtle has a selection of Mother's Day gifts, graduation gifts, and wedding gifts, and proceeds benefit the community. Don't forget that. Finkel says rain, fog, and thunder showers today. Rain 42 now. Chad and Jeremy sing about the summer song. Here we go.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing up their silver leaves as we walk by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares. Just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer night, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday.
Puzzle time exactly 1 before 9 here with Seavers this morning.
In 1958, a new Buick dealer started in Fort Wayne. He was determined to build the finest Buick dealership this city had ever seen. To build a dealership that would keep people coming back year after year after year. He was convinced that the only way he could do this was to hire the best people he could possibly find. The best salesmen, the best servicemen, the best bookkeepers, and the best managers. And when he had put all this together, he found out he was right. People did keep coming back to Jim Kelly Buick in the heart of Fort Wayne. Because people know that Jim Kelly Buick not only gives them the lowest possible prices, but continues to give them honest warranty maintenance and service for as long as they own their car. So since Jim Kelly Buick started in Fort Wayne in 1958, people have kept coming back to Jim Kelly Buick in the heart of Fort Wayne, a nice place to do business.
50,000 watts on 1190.
Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting.
The congressional race here in Allen County wasn't much of a surprise in yesterday's election. The winners, Ed Rausch and Walter Helmke. We talked this morning to Rausch about the victory. He told us...
Yes, I'm gratified with the vote, I think.